This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
All this week, we are exploring hacktivism. Some hacktivists risk a lot when they go against the status quo in their mission to expose information. The website Mormon Leaks is giving members of the Mormon Church an avenue to post information anonymously, information the Mormon Church would maybe rather stay secret. Mormon Leaks was set up by an ex-Mormon. Ryan McKnight is currently going to battle with his former church over documents that someone posted on his site earlier this year. Ryan, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Why'd you start this website?
Well, our goal is to promote transparency within the Mormon Church, the LDS Church. And we feel that the LDS Church has an ethical responsibility to be transparent with their finances and their corporate policies and procedures. And we feel that they fall short in that ethical responsibility. So we're here to nudge them along, if you will.
Tell me about the latest battle here between Mormon Leaks and the church.
On March 1st, I believe, we leaked a PowerPoint presentation that was not meant for public consumption. And it was a presentation that was outlining the various identified issues and people who in their minds pose a threat to continuing membership in the church and how they plan to address those issues.
Yeah. So who are the people who are sending you this information? Are they members of the church?
They are probably, would be fair to characterize them as non-believers, but on the surface, they're sort of faking it. You know, everybody around them thinks they're a believer, their family, their coworkers. There's ex-employees that are also pretending to be Mormon still.
Some would probably, I would guess, some would accuse you of sort of religious persecution here.
Oh, absolutely. It's been done. I think what gets lost sometimes on the criticism is that there's nuance in the world. And just because I happen to not agree with the church and to see it in many cases as a not worthwhile organization, it doesn't necessarily mean that I've got evil intentions like many believing Mormons would have you believe.
Do you think religion needs hacktivism and hacking?
Maybe not every religion does, but I do think it definitely has a place. I mean, I think we've staked out a pretty solid ground in that world. And,
yeah.
And we've obviously shown in a short period of time that it's needed. So I think it would be reasonable to extrapolate that across, religion as a whole.
Ryan McKnight, he is the founder of the website Mormon Leaks. Ryan, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you for having me.